Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Conversation with small business owners here in the Richmond area to find out how they are dealing with this, what their mindset is at this moment. And Ted Rubis, who is the president of AMPA Events, is kind enough to join us this morning. Ted, I really appreciate it. I'm on your website right now. I mean, the glorious, beautiful events that you have put on, you and your staff have put on over the last few decades. I mean, it's remarkably impressive. I've got to believe, however, that you've probably seen cancellation after cancellation for at least the next couple of months.
Yes. Good morning, John, and thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yes, it's it has been a theme of cancellation. We definitely have some differences between what's occurring now and what happened in 2008. In 2008, we had kind of a gradual petering of business and then a gradual pickup of business, and the hospitality and event industry just has been shut down, essentially. I was in D.C. last week meeting with clients, and the hotels were empty. Most of the staff is either working from home or may have been let off. And, you know, what we're doing is just kind of hunkering down and looking to business in the fall. We've had the good fortune of having a lot of repeat business. One of the local projects we do regularly is the Richmond Children's Hospital Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And on the national level, we do things like lobbyist events and programs in D.C. for corporate clients, corporate national meetings. Those events have just, you know, they went from being on hold to just non-existent. You know, you don't have an industry when people meet and you can't have more than 10 people meeting. So,
yeah, right.
You know, there's the obvious challenge that we're experiencing.
You know, we talked to an official with the Virginia Tourism Agency yesterday, and she was very clear, please talk about this as postponements, not cancellations. Is that what you're hearing, or has the mindset changed, like we're just wiping 2020? Anything that was going to happen in the spring, early summer of 2020 is just done. We're not thinking.
Well, we certainly hope that it's postponement. We've
right.
had we do some social work. We've had some of the social work, like weddings and such, reschedule.
Yeah,
they've pushed back for dates in July and August. I'm involved in a number of industry groups in the region, the Mid-Atlantic and the D.C. area. And the scuttlebutt in our emails is that we're really hoping to see a very busy summer in August, where everybody's kind of packing into the latter part of the summer in August, and we're all trying to be optimistic in that respect. So hopefully that is the case. Some things are just outright canceling, you know, and it's affecting a broad swath of the industry. We work with Unity Healthcare, which is a nonprofit to raise money for the homeless healthcare system in D.C.
Right.
And their event just absolutely canceled at the MGM because the MGM closed. So
yeah.
We don't have an open date for the MGM, and we won't know if that'll be able to reschedule or not.
Have you had to lay off some of your staff?
Unfortunately, yes. In 2008, we didn't have to do any layoffs. This year, as I said, the spigot just turned off.
Right.
It was no gradual. There's nothing gradual about what's happening right now, and it's a real challenge as a business owner. Our employees are the core of our company, and it was a real tough thing. It still is a real tough thing. It's you know, you have a team of people that you work with regularly, and you count on them, and there's a definite sense of responsibility for them. I've been fortunate. I've always tried to plan in advance, and from January, I started watching the pennies. I just had,
yeah.
you know, a feeling early on that we needed to really be careful. we've taken every measure possible, including, you know, eliminating the cleaning service for the office and warehouse, getting rid of the dumpsters and going to small cans with county pickup. You know, everything we can do, we're doing as a small business to maintain what we have and hopefully come out the other end okay.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people who are business owners, entrepreneurs who listen to this program early in the morning, so I know they'll identify. But I'm glad you're saying that, because I think people who reflexively are hostile to, you know, big bad business need to hear that you all have been thinking in advance, what can we do to cut these costs, you know, to save pennies, as you put it, because they often think, you know, successful businesses, thank God you have had a successful business, that they're just, you know, free ride, you know, every month, year after year after year, and that's not the case. Real quick before we go, if you could speak to the governor or you could speak to the president, what could be done, do you think, that might help you survive and help your employees? Just I didn't feed you that question in advance, so I'm kind of catching you off guard. I don't know if there's anything that is rolling around in your head like, this would be the one thing that would really help me.
Well, being a small business, I mean, at our peak, last year was our best year ever. You know, we had 18 employees, and being a small business, the real challenge, of course, is the cash flow of the season. I mean, yeah. We still have bills to pay just like everybody else, and you know, reserves, if, you know, we plan in advance, reserves will, you know, start to run out. And there's only so long you can survive when there's absolutely no revenue.
Right.
The only thing that I could see that's going to help get through this is some sort of support from the federal government. One proposal that I heard was kicking around was paying staff members 80% of their wages or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And that would help a lot of small companies survive. You know, we still have our bills to pay, the rent to pay, the lights. We've all heard this. So without some direct cash injection, it's going to be really tough for a lot of small businesses to survive. And it's the small businesses that are the backbone of our country. Yeah. We create more jobs per capita than large businesses. We tend to focus local. That's a big focus for us. We rent a lot of lounge furniture for corporate events, and we buy it from North Carolina. We buy it close. A real catchphrase in the industry has been source local and green, and we live it every day. Mm-hmm. When we are doing green practices and sourcing local, we're keeping the economy healthy locally. And I hope out of the other end of this, people do remember the small businesses that are here and really come back to small business instead of, oh, it's cheaper to go big and just get something imported, you know. Yeah. That's how the community can support every small business is to really think about buying local and working with local manufacturers, much like us, and helping the local economy be strong.
Good advice for us to think about on the backside of this. I hope the backside is coming quick so that this isn't an extended problem for everybody. Ted Rubis is the president of AMPA Events. And, Ted, really, thank you for coming on. A lot of people might be nervous about talking about this publicly, and I appreciate the fact that you're willing to do it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, John, for having us.
Hang in there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.